All immigrants have different stories, but in a way, they're all the same. They all pulled or pushed to the United States for some reasons, and some of those reasons were religious persecution, war, poverty, and a better life with more opportunities. All these immigrants are some who struggled and or faced challenges. Right now, we will hear a story from one of many of these immigrants. Gisele Vieira came to the U.S. from Brazil when she was 36 years old in 2007 with her husband and her daughter, who was 6 at the time. They, like many others, came in search for a better life and new opportunities.
In Brazil, first of all, because they offered me a good job here, and I always wanted to bring my daughter to study here.
Getting an education is not easy in Brazil. First of all, it's not like here at all. Not everyone can go to school. If you wanted your kid to go to school, you had to pay for private school. And if you want a good private school, it will cost you about 1 million Brazilian reais. So you have to be very successful in life to enroll your kid in school.
It's very hard to compare because this is like comparing apples and oranges. You cannot compare apples and oranges. Life in Brazil is really scary because we live with violence. The country has a very difficult economy. There is a lot of corruption and there is no education for everyone. If you want your kids to have education, you have to pay for private school. Basically, they don't invest in the future of the kids, and this is something really bad. Here is completely the opposite. Nothing is more important than education.
Violence is a big issue in Brazil. For example, here in Scarsdale, if you leave your car open with your keys inside, nobody will mess with it. But in Paulista, there's without doubt somebody who would steal it. There are also lots of drugs that are transported illegally to the north and the south. There are a lot of dangers in Brazil that many try to avoid, but it can be hard. Gisele was lucky to get the opportunity to come here.
I don't miss Brazil at all.
Gisele didn't have many problems coming here, but she did have many difficulties with her new life. For example, the language barrier. She had many difficulties learning English, and so did many immigrants. Also, Brazil's weather is very different from ours, especially winter.
I didn't have any challenges, to be honest with you. I think the only thing we had to get used to was the winter, because in Brazil, the winter is very mild, and here, there was a huge change for us.
Advantages here, especially that she met people that came here before her and were able to help her getting stable in her new life.
I met a few friends that they were super nice and they show us things around. And I met this person through my landlord. He knew she was Brazilian and he introduced her to me.
Gisele had no problem keeping her Brazilian way of life here in the U.S., the nation of immigrants.
We definitely keep our culture using the language in the family. We do not speak English at home. We only speak our home language, that is Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese. And we also eat Brazilian food because this is what we're used to and this is what we want our girls to learn how to eat.
Gisele is a U.S. citizen and very much proud of it, like many.
First of all, I had to apply and I had to get my green card. You have to wait for 5 years. Then 3 months before you complete 5 years, you can apply for the citizenship. And this is what I did. I applied in April and the whole process lasts until December.
Now she is a mother of 2 girls in a nice cozy house in Mamaroneck, close to her friends and friends she considers family. Her only regret is that she came here only 10 years ago.
People treat me with respect. They do not discriminate me, my family, or my daughter at school. And I do believe I do have exactly the same opportunities. Unfortunately, we got here just 10 years ago. And otherwise, we could be even better. Because the more you work here, the better your life becomes.
She came here looking for a better life away from violence and bad government, hoping to have her dreams come true in New York, like many others. She did, and now she's happy and proud to call the United States her home.